Well, I was listening to Elder Warbington, Rashad Warbington, I should say. Thank you. When we were at our fishing fellowship on last week, and he was sharing with me how horrible things were in Baltimore. And we don't hear anything about it. We don't hear anything about the killing and the death in other parts of the land, because we're finding a difficult thing trying to deal with what's going on in our own city. So we really don't have time to worry about what's going on in a Baltimore or a Washington, D.C., or New York City, or any of these other major cities that are going on that have issues with death. And I was looking, I said, you know, every time it seems like you turn around, it's not like you're hearing one person getting shot or one person getting killed. It's like groups. You know, it's like 10 one night, 13 another night, 9 one night, 8 another night. And this is just like a regular thing. It's just like a regular thing. And I was looking, motivated to kind of go look and see some statistics just for the past 3 years. And starting at like with 2019, in 2019, there were 356 homicides. There were 1,170 shootings, but only 303 of them were fatal. Now, that's just shootings. But there were 356 homicides in 2019. In 2020 is when the pandemic came in full circle. In 2020, there were 499 homicides, 1,836 gun shootings, and 417 of those were fatal. But there were 499 homicides. Now, homicide is not only just guns. Sometimes they're knives, the stabbings. But there were 499 homicides while the city and the earth was dealing with a pandemic. You know, our people were trying their best to stay away from one another. It still didn't stop death. So you see how it went up from 2019 from 356 to 2020 to 499. Now, we're in 2021, and it is just October the 3rd. There are 412 homicides so far this year. There are 1,401 shootings. Of those 1,401, 359 of them were fatal. So you see already at the beginning of October, we're at 412. And when I thought about that, I said, well, look at those numbers in comparison to, now that's just from 2020 to 2021 so far. You realize that there are over 900 deaths of homicide over since the pandemic started. Now that's aside from people that have been dying from the coronavirus. To date, just in the city of Philadelphia, there have been 3,919 people that have died from the virus. So there's a lot of death. Now that's, I didn't find any numbers for any other types of deaths, heart attacks and all other kind of stuff. I've just focused on the virus because that has been front and center. And also the shootings or the homicides, because that has been front and center. So what we have been seeing and dealing with over these past 2 years has been a strong surge of death. It's been a strong surge of death that is in the land. And, you know, we did a lesson some time ago, and, the thing really kind of hit on my mind again this week, and really, really strong, really kind of like last night. The importance of us making sure we seek the Lord while he can be found. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 and verse number 29. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse 29. It says, "But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none." Verse 30, "And they that weep as though they weep not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away." All right? Now, our thought is really going to come from verse number 29. Simply, the time is short. And when you think about the time is short, I want you to think about the concept of redeeming the time. Getting back the time. Getting back the time. Time, as you look at that, when it says redeem, the time is short, you realize this is something that the foolish waste. Time is something that the foolish man wastes, but the wise will spend it cautiously. When we look at our existence, we find that man is given an opportunity to be a steward, meaning a watchman, a custodian, or a supervisor, or a keeper over his what? His body. That's all you can manage is your own body. His body is bound to the law or the rule of time. That body is bound to the law or the rule of time. If you go over to the book of Job, that will support what we're saying. Job chapter number 14. And verse number 5. Yes, thank you, sister. Seeing his days are determined. That's right. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he what? He cannot pass. So you see, the law or the rule of time is bound. Our body is bound by that law or that rule. According to the scripture, our bounds are already appointed. We cannot pass those bounds. In other words, we have limits. We have limits. There's only going to be a set amount of time that we're going to be allotted to be here on this earth. Now, the foolish will spend that time foolishly. They'll waste it. But the wise will be very cautious about that time. Wise person will appreciate every day. They won't let a day go by without telling the Lord, "I thank you for this day, Jesus." Why? Because they realize it's a day that wasn't promised to them. We don't know our limits. We don't know our bounds. So we have to appreciate every day the Lord gives us. We have to look at it as it could be our what? Our last. Right? You just don't know it. It could be our last. According to the text, Paul says time cannot and should not be wasted. Why? Because it is short. In verse number 29, it says the time is what? Short. That's 1 Corinthians 7, 29. It says the time is short. Anything concerning or relating to the flesh and pleasing or satisfying the flesh should be kept in its proper perspective. You notice, what does he deal with? He deals with emotions. In verse number 30, I'm back in 1 Corinthians 7. He deals with emotions. He deals with possessions. He also deals with our environment, the world that we live in. But he also says at the end of that very verse number 31, that all of this stuff is going to do what? Pass away. All of this stuff is going to pass away. One writer likens it about not making sure we don't build our treasures upon this earth. Why? Because the moth and the rust is going to corrupt it. But our investment should be in eternity. We are investing in eternity. When you come to church, you are investing in eternity. When you serve the Lord, you are investing in eternity. When you praise Jesus, you are investing in eternity. That investment has a great return. The investments of this earth can cheat you. You know, a fellow can put all of his money in a stock, and that stock can completely plummet. In other words, he'll lose every dime he put in it. But when you invest in Jesus, you got a good return. Jesus is he surely returns. In other words, he said, if I go away, he says, I will come again. That's a sure investment to make sure that you prepare yourself for the coming of Jesus, that you invest in his coming, making sure that you meet the Lord's expectation when he returns. One thing he said he want to see when he come back, he want to see faith. He said, will I find faith on the earth when I return? So that let me know, what should I be investing in? I should be investing in faith, making sure that when the Lord returns, he sees me trusting him, sees me believing in him. That's truth, saints. Now, I only got a short time to do that. I only got a little while to show, to prove to Jesus that I really want to go back with him when he comes, that I really am not overtaken by the stuff that is going on in this earth. Even though, as I said, I gave you all those statistics in the beginning, but those things really should not move you. Not really when you've invested in life. When the people, if you read numbers like that, they'll have you all scared, telling you, oh, that's the reason why you shouldn't come out the house. That's the reason why you need to buy your own gun. That's why you need your own security system. That's why you need to move out way in the farmland. Your city is full of death. And you should be trying your best to get away from death. But you can't avoid death. Jesus is the one that controls death. He says he has the keys to both what? Hell and death. He controls death. In other words, he allows that death angel to knock on your door. He allows that death angel he allows the death angel to come into your house. He removes your ability to think that you are in control. My body is strong. I'm doing all of these things. But the Lord moves that ability away from you. He removes all of that, those things that the doctors, I was listening, Sister Fisher was talking about her kidneys and everything this morning. He said one doctor say one thing, the other doctor say another. But you realize when the Lord opened up that door, I don't care how healthy her kidneys are. And I don't care how healthy any of your body your organs are. When the Lord allows death to come into your door, nothing you're going to be able to do to stop it. That's why it's important to make sure you and I pay attention to what time. Because it is what? It is short. It is short. I don't care how long you live. I don't care how long you've been here on this earth. Time is still short. You can remember the days of your youth as though it were yesterday. And here you are looking at ages you've never even thought of. Never even considered that you would be the age that you are. Let alone going through the things you're going through at that age. Some odd reason. A lot of times if we painted a picture of ourselves, we always would paint a picture of the perfect thing of health. You look at yourself at this age, you say, oh, yeah, I would look like this and I would feel like this. I'm going to be doing all of this. But then when your reality sets in, here you are. You didn't imagine yourself being like this. You didn't imagine yourself going through the things that you're going through. But you realize life is trying to teach you a valuable lesson. Don't you do what? Waste the time. Because it'll catch up with you real quick. That's the truth. These birthdays, they come around, look like months right now. It seems like every time you turn around, somebody's telling you got to prepare yourself for another year. And what is the Lord trying to let you know? Your death date is coming. It's creeping up on you really quick. That's the truth. You look at ourselves, there's two important facts that we can note about ourselves. We are getting older, not younger. Time doesn't reverse itself. You know, one of the biggest illusions, one of the biggest lies and deceptions that is promoted across the television is finding creams and finding medicines to try to reverse or pause time. They tell you when your face is wrinkled, you can buy this cream and it'll renew your young skin, right? They say this doctor can perform this procedure on you and it can give you back your youth. That's the truth. But it doesn't erase the fact you are still getting older. You are not getting younger, right? That's a fact. Time is moving what? Forward, right? That's why it's good to understand the importance why you need to stick with Jesus. Because you one thing you learn about Jesus, he keeps moving forward. With or without you, he keeps right on moving forward. And so therefore, we need to make sure we don't let Jesus get away from us. We don't let ourselves get caught up in the things that mean nothing. The weeping, the rejoicing, the buying and the possessing, huh? These relationships that we have, that's the truth. The fashions of this world, what is going on in the environment, huh? That's the truth. We can't get ourselves caught up in these things. Why? Because all of this stuff is going to do what? Pass away. But we need to stick right with Jesus. As Jesus moves forward, we need to move forward, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. We don't want the Lord to leave us behind. That's the truth. And then when we realize he have gone way up, then we stop trying to do what? Seek him. Huh? You start seeking him and then you realize he is nowhere to be found. That's why the writer told you, you better seek the Lord while he may be found. You better learn to do what? Call on Jesus while he is what? I'd rather call on Jesus while he's close to me than try to call on him while he's far away. At least while he's close to me, I can hear from the Lord, right? There's going to be a time in your life that you're going to need to hear from the Lord. You don't want the Lord to have a deaf ear. You want to be able to call him and get some results, right? That's why you need to stick right with him. As he moves forward, you need to move forward right along with him. So that when darkness comes, hovers over you, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, if the Lord is right there with you, you can call on Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I'm concerned. This thing is bothering me, and he's right there. His ears are open to the cries of the righteous. He will answer your prayer, right? That's the truth, saints. That's why I tell you all, I don't know nothing else to do but to pray. When things get difficult and things get hard, I don't know what else to do but to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the key to the problems of your life, the concerns of your life. Only one that can help you during these hours is the Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. I can't stop the bullets from flying. Huh? To the city is trying to let you know it's too many guns in here. There are too many guns out here. When we think we got a control over it, it seems like every human in the city has a gun. And they're ready to use it at the wrong time. They want to use it when they're crying. They want to use it when they're laughing. They want to use it when they're buying something. They want to use it when their relationships go sour, right? They want to use it when the earth ain't doing what they want it to do, right? That's the truth. That's why the Lord is trying to tell you the time is short, saints. The time is short. You and I need to govern ourselves as though we're not even in no relationship. That the greatest relationship we could ever be in is with the Lord Jesus. We need to stick to Jesus real close. Huh? That's the truth, saints. That's the truth. Someone go over to Psalms, chapter number 90, and verses number 9 through 12. That's the truth. Yes? Come on, saints. You can't get it back. You cannot get it back. There is no reversing the clock. Those days are past. Every mistake you made on yesterday is gone. Huh? You can't return back to yesterday and fix it. You've got to work with what you have right now, which is today. And what does the Lord say about today? Today is the day of salvation. Huh? That's what he says about today. Today is the day of salvation. He said, don't you harden your heart. Not during this day of salvation. Don't you harden your heart as the people did, huh? And use these days as foolish. Huh? One thing you learn about Israel, when Israel came out of bondage, they wasted the time. They wasted time, precious time. They came out of bondage with praise on their lips. And they, instead of letting praise stay there, in the difficult times, they still should have been praising Jesus. They found a murmuring spirit and entertained that murmuring spirit. Therefore, the Lord promised them, you're not going to get in. He made them walk in that wilderness 40 years, and they died in that wilderness. Huh? That was wasted time, wasn't it? Lord didn't even let them go back into bondage. He didn't let them go back to Egypt. He killed them right there in that wilderness. Huh? That's what the devil be making you think. Devil make you think because you leave the church, you can go back out there into the world. No, the Lord said, I delivered you from out of there. Huh? World ain't got no home for you. Huh? Lord said, I called you out of gross darkness into his what? Marvelous light. And the problem is you don't want the light. Huh? You don't want the light. And the Lord said, if you don't want the light, I'll reject you. Huh? Don't think that they're rejecting your word. They have rejected Jesus. When the Lord said, you don't want the light, I will reject you, right? That's the truth. And if the Lord rejects you, where will you go? What does your future look like if the Lord rejects you? Huh? You look like you got to spend eternity with Satan. Huh? Because he is rejected. Huh? Satan can't get back with Jesus. Satan can't reverse that thing called time. Once he fell from heaven, that was it. He was pronounced unto judgment. And once we leave Jesus and we think we're going to do all right, Lord, you don't want the Lord to pronounce unto you judgment. Huh? Paul said you are a reprobate. Somebody that has been rejected by Jesus. And I don't care how much we pray, how much we fast. Lord said, why do you keep on praying for them? Why do you keep on fasting for them? Seeing as though I have rejected them. Huh? Yeah, well, what can we pray? I don't know whether you are a reprobate. Only thing I can pray is that, Lord, please, don't let this soul be a reprobate. Huh? Why? Because if they cross over into reprobate territory, there is no help for them. Why? Because the Lord has done what? Rejected them, right? It's people walking on the earth that have been rejected by Jesus. And we don't want to look at it like that. We don't want to talk about it. But they are still in the earth, walking on the earth like Israel walked in the wilderness. And they have been what? Rejected by Jesus. Huh? You mean to tell me? I don't care how much they fast. I don't care how much they pray. I don't care how much they call on the name of Jesus. Jesus says, I will not save them. Huh? Why? Because they are in a state of reprobate or a state of rejection. It is as though the potter has looked at the clay and said, I can do nothing else with it. Huh? He throws it to the side. Huh? Now you can waste your time dealing with material that Jesus has thrown to the side, or you can keep moving forward, right? Huh? I want to keep moving forward. I want to stick with Jesus. Huh? Come on. What does the writer say? Those days, our days are past. Isn't that something, how that devil be trying to make you think about the past? Make you be wandering on folk that used to be here. And years go by. And I mean years go by. You go by, it be 3 and 5 years. And you're still stuck thinking about that person that said they wanted nothing to do with the light. Huh? And you've let that occupy your mind so much that you stop witnessing about Jesus. Why? Because you got that person on your mind. Huh? But if you would have stuck with Jesus, you realize Jesus has moved on. Huh? He has moved forward and brought you into new bodies, new minds, new individuals, that you need to let your light so shine before them, right? That's right. You need to share Jesus with them. Just as passionate as you were about sharing Jesus with that person that has rejected Jesus, You need to be passionate about that person that does not know Jesus. And let them know Jesus saves. Huh? Jesus will deliver you. Jesus will help you. Huh? Jesus brought you into my life for a reason. Huh? It is no mistake. Huh? It is no coincidence that the Lord brought you into my circle. Why would he bring you into this circle? He said to give you life. Huh? Come on, what are you talking about? The Lord has seen your cries. Huh? The Lord knows you better than anybody else. Lord knows all of those nights that you sat on the side of your bed crying, looking for a way out of your mess. Huh? He, the Lord says, I'm the one that wipes away the tears. Huh? I'm the one that gives your soul joy. I'm the one that wants to give you a real, long-lasting relationship. Jesus has brought that person into your circle for you to work with them, for you to witness to them, right? That's the truth. And you need to get out of yourself and share with them Jesus. Huh? Get out of yourself and work with them on that altar. Huh? Work with them like somebody worked with you. Huh? Oh, yes, that's the truth. Somebody worked with you when you were on that altar. They encouraged you to keep on calling on the name of Jesus. Huh? Did you get down there all the time and want to call him? No. Some days you got down there in unbelief. You got down there in complete question. You had so many questions stirring up in your mind. But somebody saw your potential. Somebody saw what you could be. And somebody snatched the thinking back. They said, put your mind on Jesus. Forget about everything that is going on around you and realize that time is short. Huh? You need to get in a hurry and seek the Lord while he may be found. You need to call on Jesus while he's near, right? That's the truth. You need to open up your mouth and call on his name with everything inside of you, realizing he can fix your past. He can fix your present, and he can prepare you for your future. Jesus occupies all the time. Isn't that the truth? This salvation is so sweet. It occupies all of your time. The goodness of Jesus deals with the mistakes of your past. Why? Because he tells you just go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will remit your sins. I will remove your sins. I will remember your sins no more. That's your past, right? The name of Jesus fixes your future. Huh? Jesus is a present help. In the time of what? Trouble. If you're in trouble right now, he's a very present help. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and call him. Call him with everything inside of you. Hunger and thirst after Jesus. Let him know just how bad you want to be delivered, right? That's the truth. That's right. Right, I told you, hold everyone that thirsts. Come to Jesus. You ain't got no money, huh? It's all right. You can buy this salvation without a dime in your pocket. All it takes is a desire. Huh? Isn't that the truth? We sing that song every Sunday, seems like. Every now and then, that song keeps coming up. But it's trying to talk to our hearts. It's trying to talk to our minds. The Lord will do his part. What will he do? He will set your soul on fire. Jeremiah done told you it's like a fire shut up in your bones. Jesus knows just how to set your soul on fire. But what is he looking for? He's looking for a desire. He's looking for a desire. A desire means a longing, a deep longing passion. You got to deeply long and be passionate about Jesus. It gotta be so bad in you till it aches in your body. You gotta want Jesus so bad till it aches in your body. Till the Lord sees I'm not satisfied till I get you, right? It gotta keep you up in the middle of the night.
That's when you desire the Holy Ghost, right? It'll keep you up in the middle of the night, right? It'll have you pacing back and forth. Huh? That's the truth. It'll be all in your mind. Time is running out. You won't think you got a whole lot of it, but it'll be in your mind. Time is running out. And if I leave this earth without Jesus, I'm going to be lost. And something in me don't want to be lost. That's called a desire. You got the desire to be saved, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. One writer is letting us know those days are past. Huh? Although they be many, they are what? Past. In the Lord's wrath. Huh? Why are your days past? Huh? It's his wrath that has allowed you and I to understand the state and the condition that we are born in. Huh? Letting you and I realize when the Lord told Adam, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. That was the Lord's wrath on humanity. When you don't do something I tell you to do, you will experience my wrath. Huh? And what has life taught you? You've got the wrath of God Almighty all in your past. Huh? Why? Because you're getting older. Huh? You and I are not getting younger. We're getting older. Huh? It's the Lord's wrath that is catching up to us. And it's reminding us every day. One day my wrath is going to snatch you out of the earth. Huh? It's going to put you in the place where you belong at. Where do you belong at? Back into the dirt. From dust you are, dust you shall return, right? But where will your soul be, right? Where will your soul be at? See, that's what I'm busy now. I'm not focusing on my body. I'm trying to fix my soul. Huh? I'm trying to get my soul ready for the calling. Huh? What calling? Job says one day he's going to call. And I am going to do what? Answer. I've got to be ready for the calling. Huh? You've got young folk that have died that were not ready for the calling. You've got old folk that died and were not ready for the calling. This calling affects the young as well as the old, the crippled as well as those that got the activities of their limbs. All of us will have faced the wrath of God Almighty. His word is true when he says the wage of sin is death, right? His word is true. Huh? The scripture says that our days are past. Huh? Away in thy wrath. Keep going. We spend our years as a story that is already told. Here people are busy trying to write books, but your life is already a book. It is already a story that is already told. And what do you want to be filled in the contents of the pages of your book? Huh? What do you want Jesus to say about you? Huh? When it's all said and done, I want the Lord to say I served him with everything inside of me. I lived for him, right? Huh? That's the story I want the Lord to say about me. Huh? That no matter how many ups and downs I experienced, yes, I cried, huh? But I did not lose my faith in Jesus. Huh? Did you rejoice? Yes. But I did not lose my faith in Jesus. Did you buy and possess? Yes. But I did not lose my faith in Jesus. Did you get married? Yes. I had children. I had a wife. But it did not affect my faith in Jesus. Huh? Did you experience environmental change? Yes. I had to move from here, move from there, deal with this breaking down, deal with that getting fixed. But I did not lose my faith in Jesus. Huh? That's what I want to be said about me. But what do you want to be said about you? Huh? You got to live your life as though it's a story already told. But what do you want the story to be about you? Huh? That you did absolutely nothing with the time that Jesus gave you? Huh? You don't want that to be said about you. That you wasted all of this valuable time doing absolutely nothing, right? You don't want that to be said about you.
Thank you, Lord.
But I want it to be said that I gave the Lord my full attention. Huh? I realized when I came in these four walls, I was in His presence. Huh? I wasn't just somewhere sitting idle, but I was in the presence of God Almighty. I got to treat these four walls as though the Lord has blessed me to sit in heavenly places. Huh? That's the promise. He said He will allow you to sit in what? Heavenly places. I got to treat this place as though it is God's house. That His train fills this temple. Huh? I believe the Lord fills this place. That regardless of what I need, He's able to supply it. If I just come in here looking for it, He will give it to me, right? He will not withhold any good thing from me. Huh? He won't withhold nothing good from me. But He got it all waiting for me. When I come through these doors, He got it all waiting for me. Y'all realize when y'all came into church this morning, Lord had everything you need just waiting for you. All you had to come in here with is anticipation. All you had to do is come in here looking. Say, Lord, I'm here. Huh? Lord, I showed up. I'm ready to get whatever you got for me, right? That's truth. It's a story I already told. And what do you want to be said about you? Keep reading a little bit more. Huh? Ain't that something? That's what this man tried to get across to my wife. And she didn't know what she was talking about. She was trying to educate him. Said, you know, the Lord only promised us 70. He said, nah, that ain't it. He's trying to pay attention to what's going on in the earth. Yeah, I see this person is getting to be 100. And I see this person is dying at age 13. But that does not get away from the promise. The Lord says, I promise, man, 70. Huh? Is that the book? I promise, man, 70. Huh? Keep going. That's the problem. We are not a strong people. Huh? We have depended more on medicine than we do on Jesus. Huh? Isn't that something? If the man would just learn to stick with Jesus, he could live out his promise. Huh? Oh, yeah. If the man would just learn to stick with Jesus and stop getting caught up in all of the stuff that is going on around him, he will live out his promise. Huh? What is the promise? 70. And by reason of strength, it'll be what? 80. What is the Lord trying to teach me? He's trying to teach me the same thing He taught Adam from the days of the beginning. Work with your own hands, right? Dig your hands in that dirt. By reason of strength, are you strengthening your bones? You're strengthening your body, right? And what are you finding? People don't want to do hard work no more. Huh? Oh, no, they don't want to do hard work no more. They don't want to get in the field and work. Huh? They'd rather have a machine do it all for them. They'd rather sit back and ride. Huh? See, I done tilled all of this land, and you have tilled nothing. That machine did all of the work. Huh? And you don't realize that machine that you have depended on all of those years have taken away your strength. Huh? Oh, yeah. But my daddy and my granddaddy, they worked these same fields. The difference between them and you is they got out there and they worked those fields. Huh? You want to sit back and do ride on it. Huh? And wonder why your body is afflicted. Huh? When you're in your 50s, you're looking like your granddaddy looked when he was 80 and 90. Huh? Something is off. Something is wrong. You have no strength, right? Huh? That's why the writer said, yes, we are getting wiser, but our bodies are getting weaker, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. By reason of strength, he'll reach what, 80? 80 years. Keep going. Uh-huh. What is it? What are you going to be? Huh? I know all of you. Remember your mom and your daddy. I remember mine. I thank the Lord they're still in the land of the living. But the reality is that the Lord should keep on tarrying. One day I'm going to get that call. Huh? Do y'all realize that? I'm going to get that call. And it's going to be a call that I really don't want to hear, but I got to hear it anyway. What is that call going to say? Your loved one has died. Huh? Your loved one is here no more. Huh? You can call them no more. You can hear their voice no more. You can feel their warm embrace no more. Huh? Is that what the book says? They're going to be cut off. Huh? Come on, saints. Is the Lord's word true? Amen. They're going to be cut off, right? Huh? They're going to be cut off. Huh? And you're going to be standing there all by yourself. Huh? With your memories. Huh? That's all you're going to have is your memories. Huh? And if you're not careful, you'll talk like a fool. What will a fool say? Happy birthday, Mom. Mom is dead. Huh? Happy birthday, Daddy. Daddy is dead. Huh? They've moved on into eternity, right? And if you're not careful, you will not be ready. Huh? Because your day is coming too, where you will be cut off, right? Huh? Is that true? You and I are going to get cut off. Ready or not, we're leaving out of this earth, right? Read a little bit more. Yep. Yes. Yes. What do I need to be taught? What do I need to be taught? How to number my days. Huh? To give my heart over to what's wise. Huh? In other words, stop wasting time. Huh? Stop wasting time with foolish things. Things that mean nothing. Is that the truth? Come on, Romans 13:11-14. Come on, yes. It's there. Yes. Yes. Yep. What is the time to do? Ain't that something? Get up. Huh? Wake up those sleepy parts of your mind. Those inactive parts of your brain. Wake it up. Huh? Those areas of your mind have got cobwebs on them. Wake them up. Huh? It's time for you to get up. Huh? Oh, yeah. It's time for you to get up. Huh? Come on. Wake up. Huh? Is that what the book say? Knowing the time. Huh? Now is what? High time. To awake out of sleep. Now is our salvation what? Is nearer. Huh? Than when we first got started. Huh? We closer to getting out of here than when we first got started. Yes, right. Yes, you are. You closer to getting out of here than when you first got started. That's why the Lord is able to tell you, those that got wives, be as though you got none. Huh? Those that weep, though as you weep, act like you weep not. Those that rejoice, act like you ain't got nothing to rejoice over. Huh? Those that do what? Huh? One of them other ones. Those that buy as though you have nothing. Huh? Come on. I know you see them on the television flaunting what they have. Huh? They're foolish. Huh? Foolish. Foolish. They throw their money up in the air and lay all on you the dollars. Foolish. Huh? Foolish. They change their name to associate it with things that have nothing to do with life. Huh? You change your name. Man's name was Floyd Mayweather. What did he put in there? He said, my name is not Floyd Mayweather. My name is Money Mayweather. And every time you see me, I'm going to show you I've got money. Huh? Oh, but that's going to be the story of his life. Because one day his life is going to be cut off. And every dime he got is going to be left right here. Every car he's got his name on is going to be left right here. And the book says, who shall these things be? Huh?
That's the truth. And he's going to be a fool and build a place of extravagance to put his dead body in. And he's going to be a fool to put on the front of that dead body home, Money Mayweather. Huh? And he's going to be a fool to make sure he writes out certain things that he once said and done while his body is decaying in that tomb. Huh? But he's going to get a whole lot of wisdom when he takes his last breath and he wakes up in a flame. Huh? And he's going to realize he's not by himself. Huh? His soul is going to cry out. Ah, his soul is going to cry out, help, help, and there will be no help, right? And who will he be with? Huh? He's going to be with the poor. He's going to be with those that got PhDs, those that got MDs, huh? And all of them are going to look the same. Huh? There won't be no purple or fine linen. Huh? All it will be is souls crying out. Huh? Crying out for relief. Huh? And they will find no relief. Huh? And they look at you now because you crying out for relief. Huh? Yeah, that's what you're doing. When you get on your knees, you're crying out for relief. You're saying, Jesus, help me, right? Relieve this heavy burden, Lord Jesus. This heavy burden called life. Relieve this heavy burden, Jesus. Help me to go through. Huh? That's what you doing when you get on your knees. You're asking the Lord to help you go through. Help me to give me the patience to go through. Keep me with my head lifted up. Huh? Life is trying to pull your head down. Keep me with my head lifted up, Jesus. Help me to realize you are my strength. Huh? You are my hope, right? That's the truth. I dare not trust in anything else. Huh? I dare not put my attention on anything else. Because it's going to do what it's going to let me right on down. Huh? That's why you come in here and you cry out to the Lord for help. You cry out to the Lord for relief. Huh? Lord Jesus, free my mind. Lift that heavy burden. Huh? Help me to feel like everything is all right. Yeah, he'll do it. Jesus, renew my joy. Jesus, renew my peace. Huh? Life is trying to take peace away from me. Renew my peace. Huh? Peace that passes what all understanding. Huh? Keep my heart and my mind. Huh? Keep me pure. Huh? I don't want to think about corruptible stuff. Keep my mind pure. Huh? That's what you're down there praying for. Keep me pure. Keep me with a mind to want to stay saved. Keep me with a mind to want to appreciate your salvation. Huh? Not to realize and not to think. Not to even entertain the thought that I'm living beneath. Huh? Oh, no, 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 no. The devil will make you think you're living beneath. You're not living beneath. You realize when the Lord saved you, he put an above style of living inside of you. He showed you a more excellent way. Huh? Excellent means you excel, right? You're living up, right? You're living up. You ain't living down. Devil tried to make you feel like you're living down. You're living up. Huh? Oh, yeah. You're living up. And don't let no devil pull you back down in no gutter. You are living up. Huh? That's why the writer told you, set your affections on things what? Huh? Not on things where. Because I ain't living on this earth. I'm living up. Isn't that the truth? I'm just walking down here. But I'm living up. Huh? Come on, everybody understand that? All you're doing is walking down here. But I'm living where? The music don't do nothing for me. Huh? The houses, the cars. Huh? That don't do nothing for me. Fine linen, it ought not to do nothing for you. Why? Because your mind is what? Up. Huh? You say, I just got up, but yeah, did you see what something says drive? That means you letting that devil drag you back down. Come on and think up. Live up, right? A more excellent way, right? Oh, Elder Scotty, you don't understand why I'm living there. All these roaches and my live up. You just walking down here, that's it. But live up. Huh? Isn't that the truth? That'll be paying, make you pay attention to all the little broke stuff that's going on. If my mind ain't up, every time I go somewhere, I just keep seeing stuff is breaking down. Instead of with my mind up, huh? My mind got to be way elevated, huh? I got to stay with my mind up in the clouds, huh? Because that's what I'm trying to get at. Ratchet means I'm going to be caught well. It ain't taking me down. It's catching me up, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Read a little bit more. Come on. Come on. Keep me moving.
It says, but now God's salvation is nearer than when we
believe. Yes.
The night is far spent.
What is it? The night is far spent, saints.
The day
is where?
At hand.
Huh?
That is therefore cast off the
work of what?
Darkness.
Huh? Stop living in darkness. Yeah. Stop doing dark things.
Yeah.
Stop entertaining darkness. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about you be having your mind on stuff in the past. You be talking about people that used to be here that don't have a mind to be here no more. And you need to do what? Keep moving forward. Huh? Scott, what you trying to tell us, to forget about them? No. We pray for the backsliders, but I ain't going to let my mind linger in them. I'm not going to let my mind waste time thinking about what I could have done or what I could have said or what we could have did to keep them. You can't keep nobody. Huh? They left because they wanted to leave. They didn't want to be here no more. Huh? Is that the truth? People do what they want to do. If you ain't learned that lesson by now, I don't know what else you need to see. People do what they want to do. And if you want to be saved, you just get yourself saved. Huh? That's true. Say, Elder Scott, I want to be saved. Well, get yourself saved then. Or what I need to do? Call on the name of Jesus. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, they shall get yourself saved then. Huh? Now, question is, what are you going to do with the name? Are you going to let the name just sit there? Or are you going to put some action with it? Huh? Well, what kind of action do I need to put on it? He told you to call them. Huh? Call them with everything inside of you. Huh? You'll call unto me. That's what Jesus said. Then shall you call unto me, and I will answer. Huh? That's what the Lord said. Well, I done called Jesus, and he ain't say nothing. Well, that means you need to call him again. Look like to me, when you want somebody bad enough, you keep right on calling them. See, the problem is that what you try to get across to those loved ones. You busy trying to make sure to see where I'm at. You practice diligence trying to call me over and over and over again. If you use that same energy, huh? You use that same energy to call on the name of Jesus, you'll be saved, right? You use more energy calling your dog than you do Jesus. Your dog go running and don't look like he going to come back and you think a car going to hit him? You call your dog with passion and you stop calling him and you run after him. Huh? Why are you going to let your dog be more valuable than your soul? Huh? You call Jesus and you ain't getting no answer? Call him some more and stop standing there and run after the Lord. Huh? Get in a hurry and run for Jesus. Let the Lord know, Jesus, I want to be saved, right? I don't want another day to go by without having the Holy Ghost inside of me, right? I don't want the sun to go up and go down no more without me having the Holy Ghost, right? I don't want to see another moon without having the Holy Ghost, right? I don't want to sing twinkle, twinkle, there goes another star
without having the Holy Ghost, right? Does that make sense? Read a little bit more.
And it says here, let us put on the armor of light.
Put on the armor of light.
Let us walk honestly.
Let us walk how?
Honestly.
That's the truth.
As in the day.
Huh? Stop living in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Stop living in a lie. Walk what? Honestly.
Yes.
Huh?
As in the day.
Like you realize that the light of Jesus is all around you.
Yes.
Ain't no place you can go and hide from Jesus. I know devil gun got it fixed in your mind because saints don't see you. You getting away with it. You ain't getting away with nothing. Huh? Your story is still being written. Whether the saints see you or they don't see you. Huh? Your story is still being written. When you all by yourself in your house. Don't nobody see you or hear you. You be in your house cussing down. I mean cussing down. Cussing at the walls and letting it all come out. And you don't even realize Jesus got that in the book. He's writing that about you in the book. And when you come before the author of your book, the author and the finisher, yes, he is. That's what he is. He wrote the beginning and he's going to write the end about you. What will he say about you? Depart from me. You work of what? And you're going to know he's telling the truth. You're going to know Jesus telling the truth when he called you there. You ain't going to be able to cop no plea. All of your good stuff that you thought you did, it won't even be in your mind. Only thing you're going to be thinking about is all that dark stuff you did. John done told you got eyes of fire. And he's going to look right through you. That's something to think about, isn't it? So it behooves us to put on that armor of light. Keep going.
Walk honestly as in the day.
Not in what? Isn't that something? You got that fighting spirit in you? Better get that stuff out of you. Huh? Every time you turn around, you want to fight. You looking for a fight. Huh? Trying to prove to somebody that you tough. Huh? You a force to be reckoned with. Huh? That's the truth. Well, I guess we all better be scared of you. But there's somebody that's not scared of you. Huh? Somebody that don't flinch when you jump. Huh? Somebody whose voice don't quiver. When you speak. Huh? And he's going to show you just how strong he is. Huh? He'll put you flat on your back. Huh? Knock the wind out of your chest. Huh? Huh? Make you see reality real quick. Huh? Let you realize you are nothing. Huh? One writer called you, what is your life? It is nothing but a what? A vapor. A vapor is a puff of smoke, right? Isn't that something? Yes, that's something. Don't walk in, what does it say, rioting? See, we let the devil fool us. Them folk get the rioting. Remember that a couple of months ago? That wasn't that long ago. A couple of months ago, they were out there acting chaotic. And that devil make you think you need to be out there. Need to be out there for what? See what's going on. Huh? Want to be involved in the what? In the rioting. Huh? Is that what it says? And also in the drunkenness. That means living out of control, right? Loose living. We idolize that. That partying attitude. Huh? Loose living. You don't watch these young folk? That's how you got to do your best to pray for them. Because I see it all in them as they moving. The devil is trying to set them up for loose living. Huh? How they living, how they dressing. He's trying to set them up for loose living. He's trying to make a good drunk out of them. Before they even taste the liquor. He's trying to make them a good fool, right? I know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. Drunkenness. The I don't care attitude. Huh? The I don't fear nobody kind of thinking. Oh, that's drunkenness. That's all that is drunkenness. You want to see someone act like a fool and get bold? Look at a drunk. He come right out the bar like he can take on anything. Huh? He walk all in the street like he can just get hit and won't stop. Huh? You ain't never seen a drunk person do that? They talk foolish to everybody. What you say? Huh? No good way. You can't even put your finger on your nose. And yet you want to box somebody. Boldness. Make them sit up there and pull out weapons. You're not even coherent to use it. And that's how I'm trying to tell you what you do when you're drunk. You act like a pure fool. You go places you wouldn't normally go. Walk all down in alleys. You wouldn't even go in those alleys if you had common sense. But you'd be walking all down in the alleys. It's true. You'd be walking all down the alleys. You say, where in the devil are you going? Ain't nobody down there. Nothing down there but the dogs and trash. And you just be walking like it's a whole world back here.
That's the truth.
Talking to yourself.
Amen.
Drunkenness. See, it starts when they're young. That attitude to be drunk starts when they're young. You don't see it. It's setting them right on up. To have this, I don't care. I want to party and do what I want to do. Can't nobody tell me what to do kind of thinking. And they go right on out there and somebody passes them something. They go right on and drink on the way. I've seen it happen. I've seen the prettiest young ladies. After that life get to them, you wouldn't even want to look at them no more. And you look at them, you say, what in the world has happened to you? Prostituting. That's even if they've given it up for money. Most of them is doing it for nothing. That's, I'm trying to tell you, that's the life. Drunkenness. Something to think about it, isn't it? See, but that's all that's pushed before people. This whole thing, the women, shake your butt. What they call it, twerking. Shake your butt. Drunkenness, that's all it is. And they think it's cute. There's no value. Have no, as Mother Johnson used to teach a young lady, no shamefacedness. You have no sense of being ashamed of yourself, but you just throw it all out there. I ain't worried about it. Yeah, like you ain't never seen stuff like this before anyway. Jesus. Drunkenness. Right? Is that what the scripture says? I don't want to get off. Drunkenness. Not in what? Chambering or wantonness. Not in what? Strife and envying. But put you on who? Stop making excuses for the flesh. Stop making excuses for the what? Stop making excuses for what? That's all you're trying to do. Instead of you being honest with yourself and say, look, I have a lustful, strong desire to do wrong. Huh? I want to do sin. Say, oh, Scott, I don't even sound, but that's what you know. You be honest. That's what you want to do. Just tell the truth. I want to do sin. Well, I don't want to tell you that because you keep talking about the ways of sin is death. Okay. Well, you know it's a real way. It's a real easy way to silence that. You stop coming, you won't hear me say the wages of sin is death no more. They don't be like that other fella say, well, Elder Scudder told me to stop coming. I ain't tell you nothing. You made that choice. I said, if you ain't want to be saved, stop playing with your soul. And he said, what did he tell you? I don't want to be saved. Don't say, I told you to stop coming. Look like to me, if somebody told me that, If you don't really want to be saved, I don't know why you're wasting your time coming. Seems like somebody told me that. No, that ain't the message I'm trying to give Jesus. I don't want Jesus to think I don't want to be saved. Nah. Don't you even dare let the devil fool you that way. I would never, never want anybody not to be here. But I realize I'm not a fool also. I realize you coming, if you don't want to be here, ain't going to do you no good. All you're doing is wasting time. Something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. You here, you stay in the church because you want to be here. The minute you say, oh, this ain't for me, this is not what I want to do. Well, we're sad to hear that. And we will be praying for you. But what I am not going to do is waste my time lingering in the past of your life because you made a choice that you did not want to be here. Just like Jesus moves forward, I need to do what? Move forward. You're not going to call me. Your name will be included when I say pray for the backsliders. You are in that group. I am thinking about you when I say pray for the backslider. But what I will not do, we're not going to have no discussions about your life. We're not going to come up with some strategy program to see what we could have done better to make you happy. Because that's mission impossible, isn't it? Man will never be happy. Huh? You can't satisfy humans. All the years I've been married, I still can't satisfy my wife. Isn't that something? And she definitely can't satisfy me. She knows that. Seems like every time you come right back again, like she say, weren't you just in my face yesterday? Yeah, but it's a brand new day today. All she needs to do is look at me and say, you just won't ever be satisfied, will you? And I just tell her, amen. It's the truth, isn't it? You be cooking. I mean, you can cook a good meal. Put all your sweat and tears in it. And they eat it all that night. The next morning, next day, they're going to want you to do the same thing again. You can't look at them and say, are y'all not full yet? No, we ate up all of that yesterday. As that song say, yesterday is gone. Huh? Today is a brand new day. Huh? We want brand new food, right? That lets you know man will never be what? Huh? Isn't that a sweet thing? Sister Fisher, I'm sure you enjoyed yourself this weekend, didn't you? Huh? I guarantee you at the end of this week with them kids, you're going to be saying the same thing again. I sure wish we can go away. Never be satisfied, will it? We've gone away, and before we can get in our house, we're saying this, man, I wish we can go back. You're never going to be satisfied. I don't care what you do. All that time we stayed down in Florida this last time, man, it was lovely. It was lovely. I mean, it was lovely. We looked at the last day as though it was just sad. We got to go home. We woke up that next day looking at this. Time to go home. Time to go home. Packing up. Never be what? Never be satisfied. Come home. Soon as you get home. Before you get home, good. You planning the next one. Soon she came out of her mouth. Well, I think we should go to Disney for Christmas. It's true, but I'm trying to tell you, that's how your mind be thinking. Because you never be what? Never be satisfied. Okay, what you do, how much you give, you never be satisfied. All right? So put your trust in the Lord, saints. Don't waste time. We're living in the earth. Look at the earth. Look at the people in the earth. Find a common thing. You will see people are doing what? Wasting time. play. They sit around all day long, watch television. They could tell you every TV program, what was on that program. They know every celebrity relationship. You be saying, oh, since I saw them in a picture. Oh, no, child, they done broke up a long time ago. He done had a child with something. You're like, whoa. How do you know all of this stuff? Do y'all talk on the phone at night? No, he don't know who I am. How you know so much about them then? Something to think about, isn't it? And that's celebrities. Don't find out the people that know everything going on in your neighborhood. Don't they know every person, everything that's going on? Know when people get new furniture? Know when people have broken up? They know everything. Know everything. Don't nothing get by them. You think all they do is sit in the window and watch everything going by? They do. They sit there and they watch in the window everything that's going by. They know when you didn't put out your trash. They know when you got packages. Something about. They know when people have stopped by your house. They know everything about you. But that's how they spend their time. I mean, you can sit around and be mad at them. Or you could be wise and let them be a fool. Don't, when you get in, when you engage with them, you're saying, I want to be a fool with you. You'd be upset with them. Why don't you just mind your business? You saying, I want to be a fool with you. Because I already know you are a fool, because that's all you want to do is waste your time paying attention to what I do. You look long enough, I'm going to give you a good show. Especially if I think you're paying attention to me. Yeah, if I know you're watching me, I'm going to run out the back door, run out the front door, and I'm going to keep on doing it. You say, oh, he's lost his mind, because I'm going to make you think I've lost my mind. That way you won't bother with me. That's one thing we learned about that fella cleaning up across the street. Don't nobody bother him because they know he's lost his mind. He dresses like a Star Wars person. But won't nobody bother with him because they know something is wrong with him. Something to think about, isn't it? Now, if I go and engage him with him, what am I saying to myself? I want to be a fool just like you. You know something is wrong with him. You see grown folk dressing like something's wrong with you. You see, the little fella I was telling Sister Mitchell, grandson, put the little costume on. I said, wow, he wears that all the time? Yeah, he wears it all the time. And you'd be sitting there saying, okay. So Halloween won't be in there, but I have to keep it in mind he's a child. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. He thinks, we pray he don't jump off no steps. We had a little fella that did that in the video. He saw the people jumping off of stuff, and he thought he could jump off the top of a step and fly. And I mean, he smacked that ground hard. But he didn't want nobody to think he had no superpowers. So he hit that ground hard and he jumped up and did just like this. His daddy said, I know you hurt me. 5 seconds later, he said, oh, my back. So I guess you won't jump off that no more. But see, these are children. You expect that from children. But then you got adults doing the exact same thing. You got adults trying to be children. They jumping from roofs to roofs. You never seen adults do that? They jump from roof to roof and roll and flip. And you be saying to yourself, why are you doing all of this? These are the things you did as a child. Oh, it's a sport. Before you know it, you saying, well, I can jump from one roof to the next roof. That roof wasn't intended for you to jump on it. You'd be done jump and go right through. I had a coworker that did that. He went up on the roof and his leg went right through it. And he ended up cutting himself, getting an infection, and he died. Young fella. So be careful, saints. I don't say all that to say, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish, because other folk are doing it. Don't say, I got to do it too. You'll mess yourself up, okay?